We mentioned a little earlier in the show that today would have been Roy Halladay's 44th birthday. And I also mentioned it would be Dennis Martinez's birthday as well, which is kind of a nice little,
convergence.
Of course, Roy Halladay, a much beloved Blue Jays pitcher. And if you want to get a debate going, you can ask Blue Jays fans whether Roy Halladay or Dave Steeves is the best pitcher in the history of the organization.
There's no wrong answer, by the way.
It's a good debate. And, of course, Dennis Martinez, El Presidente, El Perfecto. For the longest time, the Montreal Expos, their trademark was taking guys who've been cast aside by other organizations and producing pretty competitive teams. And Dennis Martinez, very much part of that. But as I mentioned, it would have been Roy Halladay's 44th birthday. Interesting, tonight, the Phillies are taking on the Blue Jays in Dunedin. Those were, of course, the two teams that Roy Halladay pitched for. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Well, let's find out. I don't think it's a coincidence, though, that the Jays Care Foundation announced today that Toronto's first accessible diamond will be named Roy Halladay Field. It's a terrific honor. It's fitting if you know Roy Halladay and Brandy Halliday's charity work in this community. We're very pleased to be joined by Robert Witchell, Executive Director of the Jays Care Foundation. Robert, as always, thanks for joining us. We trust that you're keeping well. What a great initiative by you guys, and what a great announcement. And just tell us a little bit about it, about what it means to have an accessible diamond.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and it's always a pleasure to be on. It's, I have to say, today's got to be one of the highlights of my 7-year career so far with the Blue Jays, and I'm just thrilled with today's news that we're able to name this diamond. You know, there are tens, hundreds of thousands of kids living in Canada who are living with physical and cognitive disabilities. And a number of years ago, we teamed up with Baseball Canada and Little League Canada to take a leadership position in the Challenger Baseball Program, which is an adaptive baseball program designed for kids with disabilities so that and it adapts to them. It's not the other way around. They don't have to adapt to the sport. And so an accessible diamond means that kids who are using mobility devices, kids who are less certain on their feet, have the opportunity to play a great sport. And instead of, you know, watching their siblings or watching their friends play, they can actually take part in the sport and get all those life skills and experiences that come with being on a team.
Yeah, I love the whole idea, Bob, of Challenger Baseball is fantastic. And, dive into Blue Jays, Jays Care a little bit if you want to online, and you get an idea of what it looks like and what it means. It's a, you know, it is a fantastic, project. What was behind naming the diamond after Roy?
It was kind of a no-brainer for us. You guys probably know the history of Doc's Box and how Roy and Brandy used to, on their own dime, invite kids into Rogers Center. They would take a suite on the weekends and invite kids up, and Roy would always go after the game and say hello to them. And that's a legacy that continues to this day at Rogers Center. Jays Care now has a double suite where we bring in well over 3,000 kids every year who would not have the opportunity to see a game. And so that was really the genesis of the Jays Care Community Clubhouse. And what we thought when this project was coming to its conclusion was that what better way could we find than to honor Roy and name the field after him? And the city agreed, and I think it just reflects and acknowledges everything that they did as a family in Toronto during their time here.
No, Robert, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this, about how much I've missed the curveball. It's 2 years in a row now, and the curveball was very much an important part of fundraising for the Jays Care Foundation. Look, the pandemic obviously has, I mean, it's uprooted the team. That goes without saying. What type of an impact has it had on fundraising for Jays Care? And if you could just tell us a little bit about sort of how you as an organization have had to navigate the pandemic. And if you want to plug the 50-50 draw, by all means, please do so.
Well, thanks. It's actually, I'm super proud of our team. We quickly adopted and went sort of all in on virtual programming, now over a year ago, remarkably. And, in 2020, we trained thousands and thousands of teachers, frontline youth workers. We provided funds to groups like Boys and Girls Clubs for them to hire back some of their frontline youth workers. And they were nervous about, you know, the quality of programming that you could do over Zoom. No one had experience. It's hard to believe just a year ago, nobody really used Zoom. And so our team designed programming, how to make programming fun for kids, keep them engaged and active. And we were recognized by MLB for our work during the pandemic. That's just a small piece of what we did. But the fundraising has been a challenge. You know, we did better than anticipated. Our 50-50 programs, like you mentioned, it's fully online. If you're in Ontario, you can purchase a ticket at BlueJays/50-50. That will go a long way to helping us. And we've had some really major donors who, despite the circumstances, the economy, have stepped up and continued their support. Some have even doubled their support because they came to us and said, "Hey, if you can use extra funds, if there is a high priority need, we'll step up and provide you more," because they know that we work with some of the most disadvantaged communities and those who are hardest hit by the pandemic. And so we did a lot of relief work and, you know, providing food, clothing in the winter for kids and for families who needed that extra support. And so, you know, the curveball disappeared. We were able to run our golf tournament in a very different but safe way. So we are definitely down. Fortunately, the board told us go into the red if you have to, and we'll figure it out later. So, yeah, definitely really more than normal relying on our 50-50 program. Would love people to support us there.
Robert, listen, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations. This is a terrific initiative, and, you know, keep it going. And hopefully we can have an honest-to-God live 50-50 draw at the Rogers Centre someday.
Yes.
Like in September?
That'll be great. And guys, I hope you'll both come to the opening. Brandy said she and her family want to come up for the opening. So when we're able to do so, I think it'll be a great day.
Yes.
Really appreciate it, Robert. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Robert Wichels, Executive Director of the Jays Care Foundation. And the 50-50 draw is open to folks 18 and over in Ontario.
Good cause. Tremendous cause. Support them.
Yeah.
And dream on about being able to buy your ticket in person on, well, I haven't looked at the schedule. Labor Day.